بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم All respected علماء الكرام brothers, students, علماء الحمد لله The ayat al-kareem that we recited in the beginning. It is a very famous ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O people of Iman, adopt taqwa. And what is the easy way of gaining this taqwa? Allah mentions the prescription, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِ That be with the pious people, be with those who are truthful, are sadiq, and those people who have taqwa, be in their company and the taqwa of theirs will rub up upon you as well. لِكُلِّ مَأْدَلٍ is mentioned that everything has a mind. And the mind for taqwa is قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ The hearts of the arifin, those who have the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beautiful example can be given is that when a person is traveling, now he's going to a foreign place, then he uses, for example, his GPS, his garment, and he punches in all the details, and then automatically everything is given to him. And in that, the garment will speak that avoid this way, take this way, be careful, there's a detour coming up, or there are traps in front. So everything, that information is giving us. So somebody, we also need a GPS in our life. GPS, G is for genuine, P is for pious, and S is for Sheikh. So genuine, pious Sheikh we will need in our life. And they will guide us in this life of ours. They will guide us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, inshallah. And this particular GPS, they will warn us. And once we come, we get used to the route, they will become very, very easy for us. Then we go on to a foreign land, then again we'll use the GPS. And it is mentioned in that Urdu poet that says very, very beautifully, Jahan mein bhi ho, jis fida mein bhi ho, hamesha meri taqwa salamati raho. That wherever I am, whichever condition I am, and whichever environment I am, that taqwa should help and assist me. And in the Quran al-Kareem, many, many ayats are discussing in regards to taqwa. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has passed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, our rozas, our taraweeh, all our ibadat. But the main object of the month of Ramadan was going to gain taqwa. Here also an example could be given. A child that comes and he during the year, he does excellent. He brings all the rewards. He brings all the awards, all certificates, etc. The father, mother becomes very, very happy. Oh, my son has excelled. But then they ask the son at the end of the year, Oh, my son, provide, now show us your report. So now the son is very reluctantly, he brings forward the report and he shows the report to the father. And then what happens? There is a big circle and there is an F written over there. So what is now the response of the child or of the father? Naturally, the father becomes angry. Did I send you now to do all the other things? Did I send you to do get all the other awards and all the trophies, etc.? The object of you was to go and study and pass the examinations. So similarly, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, whatever was done was, so to say, all the rewards, all trophies, all the certificates. But the main object of the month of Ramadan was to gain this taqwa. So every ibadah you will find this taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. For example, now alhamdulillah the people be now preparing for Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people, وَتَزَّوَّدُوا They take your tosha, take your provisions. But the best of provisions, وَخَيْرَ الزَّارِ التَّقْوَى The best of provisions a person should take with him is his taqwa. And basically what is his taqwa? The taqwa is a very small word, but the meaning also is very, very important. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim taqul a'badan nas. O Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, stay away from gunas, stay away from all types of sins. You will be regarded as a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. So in every aspect you will find this taqwa. In Surah Talaq, will find Mufti Shafi Saab has mentioned so many aspects of the benefits of taqwa. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَل لَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And in ayats of nikah as well, so many nikahs taking place daily on a daily basis, weekly basis, and today we will find unfortunately where the iddat period sometimes is more than the nikah itself. Why? Because we have not equipped ourselves, we have not prepared ourselves. We just want to go get married, go for hajj, go do this ibadat. But have we stayed in the company of certain sheikh, of a pious sheikh, a genuine pious sheikh, our GPS, so that we can gain this taqwa. The taqwa will rub upon us. And then we will find that life becomes very, very enjoyable. And that life of ours will become jannat already in this world. It is mentioned in the tafsir of the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two jannat. And we know, inshallah, the jannat is waiting for us. May Allah grant us jannat to fill those without any hisab kitab. And that jannat is waiting for us. But yeah, he is saying two jannats. So Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in the tafsir that one jannat already will get in this world. That a person staying away from gunas, a person inshallah will get jannat already in this world. He'll enjoy life, he'll enjoy with his wife, he'll enjoy deen, he'll enjoy his salah, he'll enjoy all the aspects of ibadat. This is the benefit of taqwa. He'll get already jannat, the gardens already he'll get in this world. And what to say of the jannat inshallah we'll get in the year after. So a very easy method of gaining this taqwa is to stay in the company of some pious person, some buluq. And also it is very, very important where, in example, a person now needs to go to the doctor, and now the doctor will tell him he needs certain type of blood. So he can't take any person's blood. He has to the blood group which is compatible to his blood. So many, if a person adopts the company of a certain sheikh, and he is comfortable, this compatibility, his congeniality, etc., a person now is happy, now that person he should take a bear to. And that, as our sheikh, our Adhu Mawad Amin Sardar Barakatuh explained, this is actually sunnah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more important than that is our islah. That a person make islah, and if a person does not make his islah, then he will have to suffer the consequences in the grave. Consequences in a year after. And what is the proof of it? Allah mentions in regards to Jannat. Allah mentions, وَذَٰلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Jannat is that place for that person. Jannat is reserved for that place who makes tazkiyatun nafs, who stays away from gunas. So alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, that environment was created. We in a company, many people came for alhamdulillah, spend time in for Ramadan. Many people spend the last 10 days. The environment was there, what was there. Now we need our GPS to carry on with our route. We need our sheikh now, our teachings that will help us. And every aspect of our life, a person inshallah, you will find jannat in this very world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost imbibe within me this beautiful aspect of taqwa, and all of us this beautiful aspect of taqwa. And there are so many benefits of taqwa, as I mentioned, that a person inshallah will enjoy life in this world. A person will stay away from gunas, will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many ahadith with regards to taqwa. That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqun man kanu haythu ma kanu. That the most closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah are the muttaqin. Those persons stayed away from gunas, irrespective of who they are, where they are. They can be from the jungles of Africa, or they can be from the cities, from the fast growing cities, and from the hustle and bustle of the cities, or irrespective of which background they come from, which color they are, whatever background they come from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are the most closest to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this beautiful aspect of taqwa in jannah. Inshallah. Now is the Mubarak time in the morning, inshallah. We should encourage to read Surah Al-Yasin. Now we have to try, inshallah, read Surah Al-Yasin now. And after that, inshallah, engage our zikr. And also at the time of Ishraq is very, very Mubarak. That a person who reads two rakats, salah, Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, such a person will get the reward of a perfect Hajj and perfect Umrah. And today we have to now apply for accreditation. Person has to undertake so many things to go for that Hajj. Obviously, Hajj is farz on that person. He cannot say, now let me read every day two rakat, salat al-ishraq. No, I didn't have to go for Hajj. No, what it means is the person, inshallah, will get the reward of Hajj. So, the person who reads the two rakat salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him hajjatin wa umratin tamatin tamatin tamatin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly thrice, that a person who reads two rakat salam, after 15 minutes, plus minus 15 minutes after sunrise, that is the time of Ishraq, such a person will get a perfect reward of a perfect Hajj and a perfect Umrah, inshallah. The person who reads another two rakats after that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that all his affairs for that day will become very, very easy. All his needs will be fulfilled for that day. So we need to start off our day, inshallah, to read Yasin Sharif. Inshallah, all of us will try now, sit in our place and engage ourselves in the tilawat of the Quran al-Karim, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll make some zikr, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اذكروني اذكركم انا جليس من ذكرني دل مرا اجايك ميدانه تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے پگل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے کوئی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إن الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر دے خبر ساری خبر سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو خبر دار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بن کر اسی ذات کے بس ربا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں وہی بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رهي يا رب تميرا أرمي تيرا يا رب وشكو فقد تلسي ومحبة خلق سمي بيزاره أردن ذكر في كلمي تيري مسره سرشاره وش رهينا وجكو كسيكا تيرا مغرشاره أبتو رهي مستعد من آخر الجزبا اے میرے تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے مستعد میں آخر جذبا اے میرے نام شین و شکر میں سمجھ جانا تمام اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شان اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 کتاب اپنی ہستی کو چور دے ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ اللہ 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 اللہ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وحدك الجمع كله. لا نحتاج ثناء عليك عندك ما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتم علينا نعمتك، واصبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تحول به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله وارثا منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من آذانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا بذنوبنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وأسئدنا بتقواك، ولا تشكنا بمعصيتك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين إذا أحسنوا استبشروا، وإذا أساءوا استغفروا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إن على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.